10-4.
10-4.
Over now.
10-4, baby. I'm going.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Tune in Thursday, December 20th for special programming on the radio at WGXC. At 1 p.m., hear a Thurston Moore performance from Roulette on the Tracking the Odds show. Then at 2 p.m., it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth. At 3 p.m., it's Donald Trump Theater is next, where our hero tries not to spend Christmas in jail. Tune into the radio. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch for the entire WGXC listening area from 1 a.m. December 21st through 1 a.m. December 22nd. Thursday, the prediction is for rain after 5 p.m., with increasing clouds during the day and a high near 44. The rain continues overnight Thursday, could be heavy at times, with the temperature rising to around 45 by 5 a.m. Friday, rain all day, possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, with a high near 57. A low around 37 Friday night as the rain begins to taper off. Saturday, there could be a few showers in the morning, then cloudy, with a high of 42 and a low around 28. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
This is One Size Fits All on WGXC, 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, or streaming over the World Wide Web at WGXC.org. I am your host, and this is Matea Bame.
Thank you.
It's true that all the men you knew were dealers who said they were through with dealing every time you gave them shelter. Well, I know that kind of man. It's hard to hold the hand of anyone who's reaching for the sky just to surrender. Who is reaching for the sky just to surrender? And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you'll find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. Ah, but now another stranger seems to want you to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other. You've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger. And he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Yes, he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Ah, you hate to watch another tired man lay down his hand like he was giving up the holy game of poker. And while he talks his dreams to sleep, you notice there's a highway that is curling up like smoke above his shoulder. Yes, it's curling up like smoke above his shoulder. Well, you tell him to come in, sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you can't close your shelter. You try the handle of the road, it opens. Do not be afraid, it's you, my love. It's you who are the stranger. It is you, my love. You who are the stranger. Oh, well, I've been waiting. I was sure we'd meet between the trains we're waiting for. I think it's time to board another. Please understand, I never had a secret chart to get me to the heart of this or any other matter. Well, he speaks like this, you don't know what he's after. When he talks like this, you don't know what he's after. Let's meet tomorrow, if you choose, upon the shore, beneath the bridge that they are building on some endless river. Then he leaves the platform for the sleeping car that's warm. You realize he's only advertising one more shelter. And it comes to you, he never was a stranger. And you say, okay, the bridge or someplace later. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he didn't leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger.
This is One Size Fits All on WGXC. That was Leonard Cohen performing The Stranger Song, preceded by John Fahey with Holy, Holy, Holy. And we started with Matea Baim and The Whistler. This is Rucus Roboticus.
All right, Johnny, Mommy's coming.
Hello, Mommy.
Hello, Susan. Johnny's awake. Let's go up and play with him.
All right. Here we come, Johnny.
Well, did my big boy have a good nap?
I know what he likes, Mommy. Just watch.
Open our ears real wide.
I know that is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
This is One Size Fits All on WGXC. And yes, That was Jingle Bell Rock, as performed by the Holly Ridge Strings. It was preceded by a mashup from Mojo Chronic, White Christmas, Diana Ross vs. Muse. Preceded by the Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows. And preceded by John Oswald with Way. And the set began with Lucas Roboticus and Baby's First Scratch. This is Sarah Jackson Holman.
In Excelsis Day. Merry Christmas! Christmas star, I could be your Christmas in so many ways. If you just stand back each and every day, I can make you happy in so many ways. On Christmas Day, oh, oh baby, let me. Let me be your Christmas. Be your Christmas star. I'm gonna let my love light shine. I'm gonna let it shine in a special way. Yeah. I can make you happy if you just say so. I can give you love and joy, baby, just hold me close. Oh, let me, baby, let me be your Christmas. Yeah. Listen to me, baby. I know I didn't treat you right last Christmas, but I don't want you to listen to your friends, because this Christmas I'm gonna do all I can to make you happy. I'm gonna make everything all right if you just let me hold you, baby. Let me squeeze you. I just wanna let you know how I feel deep down inside. Oh, babies, come on now. Oh, let me. Let me. You ought to let me hold you, baby. I'm down on my knees. I just wanna take you in my arms and hold you and tell you everything is all right. Oh, baby. Let me love you, baby. You love me so.
Baby home. it's Christmas time, and I'm so all alone. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. My baby left me last year, just around about Christmas time. Thanks for your advice. Hey, Sue Bridgeport, thank you for your advice. I'm gonna leave all the women alone, and I'm going back to my wife. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. To see you next year, just like I always do.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Hey Charlie, baby, I'm pregnant. I've been living on 9th Street here, right above this dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. Believe it or not, I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. Man, my old man, he plays trombone. He works out at the track. He says that he loves me even though it's not his baby. He says he's gonna raise him up just like he would his own son. And he gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. Oh, he takes me out dancing, putting there every Saturday night. And Charlie, I still think about you, man. Every time I pass a filling station, all on account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. And maybe I still got that record of little Anthony and the Imperials going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. I'm out of my head over you. After all these years. But you know, someone stole my record player. Oh, for Christ's sakes. How you like that? Charlie almost went crazy, baby, after Mario got busted. So I went back to Omaha to live with my folks and everyone that I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis this time. I think I'm gonna stay. And Charlie, baby, I think I'm happy now. Leastwise, for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. I think I'd buy me a used car lot. Maybe I don't think I'd ever sell any of them. Probably just drive me a different car every day. Depending on how I feel. And Charlie, for Christ's sake, do you want to know the truth of it? Maybe I ain't got no husband. He don't play the trombone either. And I gotta borrow money, you see. I gotta pay this lawyer. And Charlie, by the way, they say I'm gonna be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day. Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright round your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, you sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Fight tuberculosis, folks. Christmas Eve, an old junkie selling Christmas seals on North Park Street. The priest, they called him. Fight tuberculosis, folks. People hurried by, gray shadows on a distant wall. It was getting late and no money to score. He turned into a side street and the lake wind hit him like a knife. Cab stopped just ahead under a streetlight. Boy got out with a suitcase. Thin kid in prep school clothes, familiar face, the priest told himself. Watching from the doorway, reminds me of something a long time ago. The boy there with his overcoat unbuttoned, reaching into his pants pocket for the cab fare. The cab drove away and turned the corner. The boy went inside a building. Yes, maybe. The suitcase was there in the doorway. The boy nowhere in sight. Gone to get the keys, most likely. Have to move fast. He picked up the suitcase and started for the corner. made it, glanced down at the case. Didn't look like the case the boy had or any boy would have. Priest couldn't put his finger on what was so old about the case. Old and dirty, poor quality leather, and heavy. Better see what's inside. He turned into Lincoln Park, found an empty place, and opened the case. Two severed human legs that belonged to a young man with dark skin. Shiny black leg hairs glittered in the dim streetlight. The legs had been forced into the case, and he had to use his knee on the back of the case to shove them out. Legs yet, he said, and walked quickly away with the case. Might bring a few dollars to score. The buyer sniffed suspiciously. Kind of funny smell about it. Is this Mexican leather? He shrugged. Well, some joker didn't cure it. The buyer looked at the case with cold disfavor. Not even right sure he killed it, whatever it is. Three is the best I can do, and it hurts. But since this is Christmas and you're the priest... He slipped three notes under the table into the priest's dirty hand. The priest faded into the street shadows, seedy and furtive. 3 cents didn't buy a bag, nothing less than a nickel. Say, remember that old Auntie Coker told me not to come back unless I paid him the 3 cents I owe? Isn't that a fruit for you? Blow your stack about 3 lousy cents. The doctor was not pleased to see him. Now, what do you want? I told you. The priest laid 3 bills on the table. The doctor put the money in his pocket and started to scream. I've had trouble. People have been around. I may lose my license. The priest just sat there, eyes old and heavy with years of junk on the doctor's face. I can't write you a prescription. The doctor jerked open a drawer and slid an ampule across the table. That's all I have in the office. The doctor stood up. Take it and get out, he screamed, hysterical. Priest's expression did not change. And the doctor added in quieter tones, after all, I'm a professional man, and I shouldn't be bothered by people like you. Is that all you have for me? 1 lousy quarter G? Couldn't you lend me a nickel? Get out, get out! I'll call the police, I tell you. All right, doctor, I'm going. Christ, it was cold and far to walk. Rooming house, a shabby street, room on the top floor. These stairs off, the priest there pulling himself up along the banister. He went into the bathroom. Yellow wall panels, toilet dripping, got his work from under the wash basin. Wrapped in brown paper, back to his room, get every drop in the dropper. He rolled up his sleeve. Then he heard a groan from next door, room 18. A Mexican kid lived there. The priest had passed him on the stairs and saw the kid was hooked. But he never spoke because he didn't want any juvenile connections, bad news in any language. And the priest had had enough bad news in his life. Heard the groan again, a groan he could feel. No mistaking that groan and what it meant. Maybe he had an accident or something. In any case, I can't enjoy my priestly medications with that sound coming through the wall. Thin walls, you understand? The priest put down his dropper, cold hall, and knocked on the door of room 18. Quien es? It's the priest, kid. I live next door. Could hear someone hobbling across the floor. A bolt slid. The boy stood there in his underwear shorts, eyes black with pain. He started to fall. The priest helped him over to the bed. What's wrong, son?
It's my legs, senor, cramps, and now I am without medicine.
The priest could see the cramps, like knots of wood there on the young, lean legs, dark, shiny black leg hair. 3 years ago, I damaged myself in a bicycle race, and it is then that the cramps start, and... And he has the leg cramps back with compound junk interest. The old priest stood there, feeling the boy groan. He inclined his head as if in prayer, went back and got his dropper. It's just a quarter G, kid. I do not require much, senor. The boy was sleeping when the priest left room 18. He went back to his room and sat down on the bed. Then it hit him like heavy, silent snow. All the gray junk yesterday's. He sat there and received the immaculate fix. And since he was himself a priest, there was no need to call one.
The Holiday Spirit comes to life from William S. Burroughs and Kurt Cobain. We heard The Priest, they called him, preceded by Tom Waits with his version of Silent Night, a Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis. And that was preceded by Cecil Gant with Hello Santa Claus. We heard from Chocolate Snow with Let Me Be Your Christmas Toy. And April March and Los Cinco's performed Last Train to Christmas. And this set started with Sarah Jackson Holman with Angels We Have Heard on High. A full playlist can be found at Facebook.com/OneSizeWGXC. This was One Size Fits All on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, or streaming over the web at WGXC.org. I was your host. Have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll meet again next year.